यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे जयो प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जयो प्रभुपदा जयो प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा प्रभु नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतभिचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज का आचार्य शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर नंबर टू टेक्स्ट नंबर थ्री। इंटरेस्टिंगली बिफोर आई बिगिन व्हेन वी वर स्टडिंग इन विद्यापीठ व्हेन वी वर टोल्ड टू स्टडी एवरी डे You were taken this chapter? This chapter was taken for you? We were not, We have not read this chapter that time. We were told to skip this chapter. You know, there are some statements which are like really we can't understand properly unless we have proper context in this chapter. So this is activities of Maharaj Agnidhara. In this section also, I was reading few of the verses. I was thinking whether to take this section or not, but as a service, it has been given. So I will just overview it and then I will speak something on Ramayana and Lord Chaitanya. So understanding King Indra Agnidhara's desire, the first and most powerful created being of this universe, Lord Brahma, selected the best of the dancing girls in his assembly, whose name was Purvachitti, and sent her to the king. So the very beginning of the whole section is like that. So Agnidhara has been sent dancing girls in his assembly so that desire of Agnidhara can be fulfilled. Prabhupada states in the purport, in this verse, the words Bhagavan Adi Purusha are significant. Tad upalabhya Bhagavan Adi Purusha Sadasi Gayantim Purvachittim. Bhagavan Adi Purusha is significant. Whenever such statement comes, the pure devotees who are like essence seekers, Saranga Iva Sarabhuk, those who seek for essence, they look for those words which are very much beneficial for humanity, which are sometimes controversial also. Like some people say Krishna came as a human being, then he performed some of his activities, then he became a greatest person, greatest politician. So that's why Prabhupada is picking up these words. Bhagavan Adi Purusha. He is always there. Ishvara. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So Prabhupada quotes that word also. Govindam Adi Purusham. So these words are significant. So recently I will discuss that topic also, that how some people criticize worship of the idols also. There is some sampradaya or there is some samaj in India who say that idols should not be worshipped. Murti puja nahi honi chahiye. So we will discuss that topic also today from Ram Leela. So in Bhagavad Gita, he is also addressed by Arjuna by Purusham Adyam Puranam, the original person, and he is called as Bhagavan. What is the definition of Bhagavan? Parashar Muni by Parashar Muni. Shad Aishwarya Purna. Any other Parashar Muni, what he says? The definition of Bhagavan. The one who has six opulences. He is termed as Bhagavan. The person who possesses these opulences is the original personality of Godhead. In this verse, however, we see that Lord Brahma is described as Bhagavan Adi Purusha. But sometimes devotees are also described as Bhagavan. Like in Chaitanya Leela, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there is one Mahaprabhu and there are two other Prabhus who serve the Mahaprabhu. Who is the Mahaprabhu? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And who are the two other Prabhus who serve Mahaprabhu are Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. So those two Prabhus, they serve Mahaprabhu. But if you read in some verses, sometimes great devotees are also called as Mahaprabhu. So in Bhagavatam also, Lord Shiva is called as Bhagavan. Narada Bhagavan also it is mentioned sometimes. Narada is also called as Bhagavan. Prabhupada always gives the example when a rod of iron is too hot to handle. It has been put into the fire so much that it has become like fire. So similarly, those devotees who are so much absorbed and so much broadcasting the glories of the Lord, they are like the fire. Recently, just a few days back, 4 or 5 days back, they celebrated 70th appearance day of Shripad Ayendra Prabhu in Vrindavan. And all the people, anybody saw that video and all? Shripad Ayendra Prabhu's Avir Bhav Divas. Very nicely. How many of you know Ayendra Prabhu? Ayendra Prabhu from Vrindavan. So they celebrated 70th appearance day. Very nicely, Bhurijan Prabhu and all others were giving talk about him. So, and the Prabhu, he was fully he was having full conviction about this fact. Just by chanting and dancing, we will achieve back to Godhead. That conviction was there in full in his heart. We might be having understanding it's a yug dharma, we have to do 16 rounds, it has been told by Srila Prabhupada. Some understanding and some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam which proves this fact that this Kali Yuga is meant for chanting Hare Krishna. Krite Yadhyayato Vishnu Tritayam Yajate Makhe Dvapare Hari Paricharyanam Kalau Tad Hari Kirtanat. That a person has to perform Yug Dharmas in different ages. So the Yug Dharma for this age is Kalau Tad Hari Kirtanat. So these verses and many others, Kalim Sambhajayante Arya, Saranga Iva Sarabhuk, Kushlani Ashwasiddhyante Netarani Kritani. That if we do perform this yajna of Sankirtan, there is a benefit for us that we will achieve our highest goal. So this understanding is there, that's why we practice. But to have full conviction about it, it's another thing. To go on such a level, that yes, this is the only thing we have to do. That was Sri Padandra Prabhu. That how he lived his life in such a way. Actually, I have been to that temple when my home is nearby only. My native town is Gurgaon. So before coming to Krishna consciousness, before coming to ISKCON, we used to go Vrindavan sometimes, not every month. Some devotees go every month also. But many times we used to go and we always used to call, like everybody used to call, Angrejo ka Mandir. It's foreigner people go there. So we used to go there and we used to see them doing kirtan. I have vague understanding and vague vision that I saw Ayendra Prabhu also that time. I'm not sure whether, because he was the person who used to do every time kirtan there. His schedule was like, till 6:30 p.m. or 7 p.m. when Gaura Aarti starts, he used to perform his kirtan there. And then he used to go to his room and worship. How many shaligram shilas? How many? 2,000 shaligram shilas. Our Radha Mohan Gopal Prabhu is finding it hard to worship three temples. He had 2,000 shaligram shilas. And every day he used to worship them. And how much time it would take, like, to worship? Can you guess? If he starts from 7 p.m., he used to end at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., like that whole night he used to worship his Shaligram Shilas. Because he doesn't have time, he has to practice his bhajan also, his chanting also. Every day 64 rounds. People say they don't have time. 64 rounds every day. Worshipping 2,000 Shaligram Shilas every day and then performing Sankirtan in the temple hall for 4-5 hours continuously. Then studying also. He used to study also regularly. So he is the personification of Avyartha Kalatvam. Not wasting a single moment of time, which is one of the qualifications of staying on the Bhava stage. There are 9 qualifications mentioned that a person who is on the Bhava stage. So he was such a personality that never used to waste any time. Like many devotees initially who got attracted to ISKCON Vrindavan, it was not actually deities. I can say it was not actually deities. The deity was Ayendra Prabhu, the person who attracted them to Vrindavan. If you go to Vrindavan, there are so many temples. Everywhere, so beautiful darshans. Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Damodar, everywhere beautiful darshans are there. But, and many other temples are opening also, new sansthas, new sampradayas, they are opening temples. But what is the main crux or main thing which a person experiences when he goes to ISKCON Vrindavan is the kirtan vibrations. The kirtan vibrations which goes there. If you just notice also, now, if for a few moments only, if just for a few more moments, sometimes they stop kirtan in between. As soon as they stop kirtan, the whole vibration something is missing now in the temple. Because the kirtan was stopped for some time.
Gaurang Prabhu also sometimes says, we have made Vrindavan and everything here, only this one factor is missing right now, the continuous kirtan. Initially, one person was there also in Vrindavan. He used to sing for 5-6 hours. So some vibrations were there, and he used to sing in his own style. But Vrindavan has a different style, different mellows. And all great, I bow down to all those people who are performing those kirtan for 24 hours without fail, every day. If you also go now for one day, it's good. Good to hear. Very nice experience. You stay for 2 days. Very nice experience. Third day, acha, baitna hai kya? Continue karna hai, baitna. They are sitting every day for 4-5 hours. It's not easy. Just because we have prescribed number of rounds, they have prescribed time to give every day for kirtan there. And they are dedicated to perform kirtan so nicely. So here, it is mentioned, I came to this topic of Ayanda Prabhu because he was such a personality, was like a red hot iron rod, was into fire. Like Prabhupada is mentioning about, those persons are also called as Bhagavan, and those persons are also called as Mahatmas, who are very much dedicated to the Lord. So, Purusham Adhyam Puranam, Lord is the supreme most personality of Godhead. Brahma could understand Maharaj Agnidhara's desire because he is as powerful as Lord Vishnu. Brahma was able to understand, this chapter is activities of Maharaj Agnidhara. So he was able to understand the desires of Agnidhara because Prabhupada says he is as powerful as Lord Vishnu. But sometimes we see, although he is as powerful as Lord Vishnu, he also commits mistakes sometimes, or he gets under illusion. Like we have a famous pastime here of Brahma Vimohan Lila. So he is as powerful, and Shukdev Goswami also, it is mentioned in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that how he is also pervading in everyone. Like Lord is pervading in everyone as, Lord is pervading in everyone as Paramatma is there inside. So similarly, those pure devotees who have touched the heart of everyone, they also pervade in such way. Like those great souls who are very pure in heart, dedicated to the service of Lord, like we sing Guru Puja every day, like we remember our Gurudev every day. What is the verse from morning prayers we chant? Last verse of Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. And we have to remember our Gurudev 3 times. So why? Because these personalities are as powerful as Lord Vishnu. Yasya deve para bhakti tatha yatha deve tatha guru. What is the meaning of this verse? As one worships the Supreme Lord, similarly a person should worship his Gurudev also, his spiritual master also. And there is a whole section in Chaitanya Bhagavat where it is mentioned about the glories of those personalities who are dedicated to the Supreme Lord. They are more greater than even the Supreme Lord. They should be worshipped more than the Supreme Lord also. Such greatness is there of devotees. And this verse from Shweta Chaitra Upanishad, Yasya Deva Parabhakti Yatha Deva Tatha Guru Prakashante Mahatmana. In the heart, the realization of the Supreme Lord will come. If this understanding is there, that we have to worship the spiritual master as we worship the Supreme Lord. Sometimes in scriptures, when this is highlighted, this fact is highlighted, ki guru ko bhi itna hi seva karna chahiye jitna bhagwan ko karna chahiye. Some hypocrisy also comes, just because of these highlighting of the shastras, that guru should be worshipped like the Supreme Lord. So before that, one statement should be, we should search for a proper guru. Once we search for a proper guru, then the guru should be worshipped as Supreme Lord. Tasmat guru prapaddeta jigyasu shreyatmana. There should be jigyasa in the heart. Like we see from the life of Radhanath Maharaj, how he traveled from Chicago, left his home in search of God, never criticized anyone, but he was continuously seeking the essence that where should I find my true spiritual master. So similarly, many Western people also, when Prabhupada went, they were searching for the right path. And they were sometimes bewildered by so many other people who were coming to the West, teaching them yoga, teaching them different things. And Prabhupada came, very clear instructions they got. Have you heard about Prithu Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, Prithu Prabhu? He came to Chopati one time. And he was sharing how he came to Krishna consciousness. Anybody knows the story? How he came to Krishna consciousness? Prithu Prabhu. He's Prabhupada disciple. So he was like young person, young in age. At that time he was having one small brother also, very small brother, 1 or 2 years old. And that time his brother got brain tumor. And brother died just because he had, in small age, he got brain tumor. And brother died and he got so many questions in his heart. How can, in our religion, like whatever they used to practice earlier, in our path of Christianity, they say that you do good deeds and you go to heaven. And whatever good deeds you do, you get the result in this life. That's why they always say that perform good deeds, do good to everyone. But what this boy has done, he just died because of brain tumor in 1 or 2 years old only. So how can this happen? How this is working? So he's having all these questions in his heart and he went to that place also where they were actually burying like we cremate, they bury. So he went to that Pope also, that father. What my brother did, he was just 1, 2 years old and he died just because of brain tumor. You say that we perform some good acts, then we get good results in this life and then we go to heaven. He has not lived his life only. Why he died? So the father was not able to answer any questions. The concept of karma, the concept of soul is only there in our Sanatana Dharma. It's not there. It was not there. Now they are somehow believing. But it was not there in the Western culture. So this person, Prithu Prabhu, earlier, when he was a boy, he got confused and he became an atheist. Atheist and non-believer of God, that God does not exist. These people are just faking up. So he became an atheist. And then later, when he came in the touch of devotees, he asked all these questions. And Prabhupada morning walks are very famous. Every day, devotees used to go and they asked all the questions which they had in their mind. So in this way, they got all the answers. Now, nowadays, very famous person is giving answers on his paper sheet. But spiritual answers, why this is happening. So in this way, those pure devotees, they know this understanding. They have this understanding. So they can very easily answer. That's why Lord Brahma is able to understand the heart of Agnidhara, Maharaj Agnidhara. And he was sending this. Prabhupada also tells the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why Brahma was able to know so perfectly about the desires of others? Because of the empowerment of the Lord only. Tene Brahma Hidaya Adikave Muhyanti Yat Suraya. The Lord, first of all, the Lord gave this knowledge to Lord Brahma. Some background music. Interestingly, Brahma relishes the most all the subject matters. The very first knowledge of Vedas, very first knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam was given to Brahma. And I was reading one verse from Sri Ram Raksha Sutra, where it is stated, Pumso Ramacharitam Shravane Upadhare. This is from Bhagavatam, but another verse, like the Ramayana we have on planet Earth, is how many verses? 24,000 verses. And Ramayana, Lord Brahma has, how many verses are there? Shatakoti Pravastaram. Charitam Raghunathasya Shatakoti Pravastaram. that Lord Ram's character, Lord Ram's glories are mentioned in how many verses to Lord Brahma? Shatakoti, 100 crore verses. So Lord Brahma just takes that book. If we keep this Bhagavatam in front of you, we get sleepy. But Lord Brahma has 100 crore verses to read from Ramayana so that he can relish every day. Similarly, Bhagavatam also, he was the first personality who was given Bhagavatam in a capsule format, 4 verses, Chatushloki Bhagavatam. But he expanded into, in his mind and in his, by his services, he expanded the whole Bhagavatam. That's why he is a very powerful personality. But sometimes he gives benedictions to demons which he should not give. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritte bhashitam vyaptim chabhuteshu akhileshu atmana ati adbhutam. The way Lord Narsingdev came from the pillar, stambe sabhayam namrigam namanusham. Namrigam namanusham. He came in the form of half lion and half man. The head of was of lion and the body was of like a human being. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the initial chapters, it is mentioned, Ati Martyani Bhagavan. Lord comes to this planet and performs activities which are beyond the human body. But although he is having a human body, activities are beyond human body. He lifts the Govardhan hill, he kills Ravana in this way. Soon we will be celebrating Ram Navami. So, Satyam Vidhatum Nijabhritya Bhashitam. That somebody asked, why you came, Lord? Why you came from the pillar? So Lord says, because Prahlad told, I am there in this pillar. That's why I came from the pillar. Satyam, just to prove his words true, I came from the pillar. And sometimes back, Brahma also told that you should. Brahma gave this benediction to Hiranyakashipu that he will not die this time, that time, and with this weapon. So just to prove his words also, I manifested in this form. So just to prove the words of his devotee, sometime Lord has to take such steps. He has to appear in such a way. It's a trouble for him also, but he relishes that trouble. Like sometime to serve in different ways, in like here also or anywhere, sometime it's troubling. But that trouble gives happiness. Because it's not for me, it's for Krishna. So similarly, Lord also comes, not just for his own pleasure. He comes for devotee's pleasure. That's why it's a pleasure for him. So that's how Brahma is very great. So one time, Lord Brahma was there in Satyaloka. Lord Brahma was there in Satyaloka and he was watching downstairs. And he was watching all the living entities present there. And he was thinking, so much suffering going on below. My heart is paining by seeing so much suffering in the human planetary system. Let me have some worshipable deity. Let me have some worshipable deity to whom I can every day worship them, reciprocate with them. So let me have some worshipable deity of mine. So he prayed and did tapasya. And guess who came? Which deity came to Lord Brahma? Ranganath Swami came. Ranganath Swami came. How many of have seen the darshan of Ranganath Swami in South India? So Ranganath Swami came as a deity to Lord Brahma so that he can worship. And this deity manifested because of this desire of Lord Brahma, this pure desire of Lord Brahma, so that he can have reciprocation, and when he is fully satisfied in his heart is fully filled with devotion, then he can share it with others also. What is the verse of Bhagavad Gita 4.1? Chapter 4, verse number 1. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam. Vivasvan manave praha manurikshva ke abravit. If you see how this verse goes, Lord Krishna gave this knowledge first to Sun God, right? And Sun God gave this knowledge to Manu. Manu gave this knowledge to Ikshvaku. Similar is the pattern, the how Ranganath Swami came to this world. Similar pattern, similar personalities. Lord chose to give this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to these personalities in this manner. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam. This knowledge was first given to Sun God, then Sun God to Vaivasat Manu, and then Ikshvaku. In this way it came to Suryavansh. The knowledge came in the Suryavansha. Ranganath Swami first came to Brahmaji. Brahmaji gave this deity to whom? Guess? Sun God. Then Sun God to Manu, Vaivasat Manu. Then Vaivasat Manu to Ikshvaku. In this way, it came in the lineage of Lord Ram. So when Sun God, when Brahmaji was praying that I should have some deity to worship, he was praying in Satyaloka. He was present in Satyaloka. And he was worshipping the deity very gorgeously there. He doesn't have to worry about the facilities. Just by his some memory power or some flick of his hand, he can arrange anything for the worship of Ranganath Swami. And he was waiting for him to worship there so luxuriously. But when he was fully satisfied in his heart, he thought, let me share now. So he gave it to Sun God. And Sun God worshipped for so long. Just reading these facts about Ranganath Swami, I was thinking the deity we saw in Ranganath Sri Rangam, how many ages old that deity is. It has been worshipped by Lord Brahma from the beginning of creation. And still now the deity is worshipped there in Sri Rangam, we can see the same. It's not like something has changed from that deity. So it came to Sun God, then Sun God started worshipping. Then still it was going on Satyaloka. Sun God used to go, or in higher planetary system. It was not in the human planetary system. Then Sun God was worshipping. Then it came to, who was the next person? Vaivasat Manu. Then Manu started worshipping. Then it came to Ikshvaku. Ikshvaku nama prabhavo ramo nama iti smrita. That Lord Ram is mentioned, that he came in the lineage of Ikshvaku Vansh. He came in the lineage of Ikshvaku king. He was very famous king, Ikshvaku Raja. He was the main person who brought this deity to planet Earth. He brought on his hands only. It was a huge deity. And also this deity didn't came just in the form of a deity. There was a whole Viman also. Because when Lord appears, he comes with his paraphernalia. So there was a whole Viman, Vaikunth Viman, with which the Lord came to the planet Earth. In Tirupati also, if you go, there are actually so many Divya Deshams in India. And if you want details, Pranavanathru can tell all those details of Divya Deshams. Tirupati is also one of the Divya Desham. So you go there, there also you see there is a Viman on the top of the temple. They have kept the Viman. The similar kind of Viman also came with Ranganath Swami. And it came down. Ikshvaku Raja brought to planet Earth. As soon as the deity came to planet Earth, he installed the deity. Can you guess where he installed? Where he installed the deity of Ranganath Swami? It was in Ayodhya. It was installed in Ayodhya. But right now, if you go, there is no deity of Ranganath Swami there in Ayodhya. But he started worshipping there because he was ruling there. So a gorgeous worship was conducted. All the paraphernalia, all the living entities, all the sadhus who were doing tapasya for so many ages, they came to see the deity. Why Ranganath Swami came through Ikshvaku Raja in Ayodhya? Kriteya dhyayato Vishnu, tretayam yajate makhe. Dwapare Hari Paricharyanam. Because next Yuga is Dwapar Yuga. And after Lord Ram, in Dwapar Yuga, the gorgeous worship of Lord has to start. In this way, deity also started manifesting. So this is the biggest question mark to those people in India who say, Murti Puja nahi karni chahiye. Lord personally is coming through Brahma. Ikshvaku Raja is bringing that deity, the whole Ranganath Swami, from from top of the Satyaloka to Bhuloka. And some people say it should not be worshipped. The idol should not be worshipped. The murti puja should not happen. The Lord personally is bringing. So in this way, Dashrath started worshipping. There was a whole lineage after Ikshvaku Raja to Dashrath. All the kings were worshipping. Then Dashrath Maharaj also worshipped for a long time. Dashrath Maharaj ruled Ayodhya for 60,000 years. So at least for that time, he was worshipping Ranganath Swami. And after that, when it was announced that Lord Ram will be made the king, then the whole incident of Kekai episode happened. But Ram also started worshipping. So among the three reasons which are mentioned in Shastras, why Lord Ram came to this planet, one of the reasons was this also. Very first reason why Lord Ram came to this planet was Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkitam, to protect the devotees, to annihilate the demons. This was the first reason why Lord appears in every yuga. Second reason is to reciprocate with the desire of Lakshmi Devi. Because Lakshmi Devi once desired that, oh Lord, we never get time to spend with each other alone. Lord Vishnu says, why are you saying this? Can't you see that we are alone only? The whole ocean is there and we two are there. But can't you see this snake? The snake on which you are lying, Ananta Shesha, he is there. We want to spend some time alone. So that's how Lord Ram came and Lord Sita, Mother Sita came, and they went into the forest. Lakshman was always serving outside and they were spending time together, talking to each other. So in this way, this desire of Lakshmi Devi was fulfilled. And the third desire of Lord Ram to appear was to worship Ranganath Swami. This was the third reason why Lord Ram came to this planet. Sometimes we say about Lord Chaitanya that how he can. Sometimes people are confused because just 500 years back, and Prabhupada used to say opposite. People are confused about that, 500 saal pehle hi aaye na, to Bhagwan hai ke nahi, aisa vishwas nahi hota. But Prabhupada used to say opposite. We are so fortunate that Lord just came 500 years back. There is a difference between these two statements. Some people are confused about this fact that Lord came 500 years back. We have confusion. And Prabhupada was convinced in another way. Oh, Lord came just 500 years back. We are so fortunate. So similarly, when we say that Lord Chaitanya is having a complexion or the mood of Radharani, so sometimes people can, Lord having mood of Radharani and he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, thoda confusing hai. But here you see another example where Vishnu is coming, or we can say Ram is coming to worship Vishnu. One of the reasons which is mentioned is Lord Ram is coming to worship himself. Ranganath Swami is coming to worship himself only. Because through all the chapters and Vedas, we understand this fact that how the level of devotees and the platform of devotees, even God want to relish that platform. He also want to become a devotee and worship himself. So Lord Ram started worshipping Ranganath Swami, and then the whole incident of Vanvas happened. And when they returned back after killing Ravana, they returned back to Ayodhya, and the coronation ceremony was happening. Lord Ram was made king of Ayodhya. At that time, everyone was getting gifts. Every person who served Lord Ram in different ways, they were getting gifts. So Vibhishan ji also was planning to go back. He was having a flight to Sri Lanka. Evening flight to go back to Sri Lanka. Far away, na? They can't go in such a walking, they can't. So he was planning to go. They have their own flights. They don't have to book anything. So they were having, he was planning to go, and he said, Lord Ram, any gift for me? So Lord Ram became so happy with Vibhishan ji that he was actually in the party of his father, his brother Ravana. And Lord Ram only killed Ravana, but still he was together with Lord Ram every time, telling him all the secrets. He was like the first spy. We have Indian spies and Pakistani spies who go into different countries and get knowledge. Vibhishan was the first personally came, and it was known to the opposite party also that our spy has gone. So Vibhishan was the first personality. And Lord Ram was so happy with his mood. And earlier when he came, people were not accepting him also. But because of Hanuman's explanation, then Lord Ram accepted him. Lord Ram was knowing about the mood of Vibhishan, but Hanuman exemplified it. So when he was accepted, Lord Ram was very happy with his all dedication and service mood. Then he gifted this deity of Ranganath Swami to Vibhishanji. And Vibhishanji was so happy to get the... And deity was there with the Viman. Viman was also there. The entire paraphernalia, everything was there. And Vibhishanji was so happy to take the whole thing to Sri Lanka, that I will install there. And he called up also all the Sri Lankan people. I don't know how he called up, but he told all the Sri Lankan people that you be ready, we'll do everything, we'll make a magnificent temple there, and arrange all the paraphernalia, we'll do gorgeous worship of Ranganath Swami there. This deity has been gifted to us by Lord Ram only. We'll arrange everything there and we will do gorgeous worship. So everybody started working, and they were very happy that now we will be having Ranganath Swami in Sri Lanka. But he stopped at one point. It was near River Kaveri. Near River Kaveri, Vibhishanji stopped and kept that deity there. Why he kept? Not like the same story of Pulatse Muni, that he got Laghu Shanka and he kept the Govardhan there. Not the same story. Just to do his Sandhya Vandan, just to take bath in Kaveri River, just to purify himself more, just to perform his Gayatri, he kept the deity there. Ranganath Swami was kept there, near the Mother Kaveri, River Kaveri. And when the deity was kept there, and Vibhishanji came back after taking bath, and he was trying to lift, offered some foodstuffs also, that, Lord, please take, I've been carrying you for so long. When he offered the foodstuff, and then he told, we will go now, took permission of the Lord and tried to lift the Supreme Lord, Ranganath Swami. And the Lord spoke, I would like to stay here only. Ranganath Swami said, I would like to stay here only. So he might have told, Lord, I have arranged everything in Sri Lanka. I have made beautiful temple and everything. It's ready. Just you have to go there and we will install. But as soon as Lord said, Vibhishan didn't argue anything. It was kept there only. The gorgeous worship started happening there only, in Sri Rangam Kshetra. Ranganath Swami was worshipping there. But interestingly, there was one king, a Chola king. His name was Dharmavarma. Very beautiful dynasty. Chola dynasty is very beautiful. All the kings were very religious and very powerful. And this was the actually very great fact of previous India. They were ruling also, simultaneously devoted also. That's why they were Rajarishis. Imam, like Krishna also says, na, that I give this knowledge to all the Rajarishis. So why this? Because they have power to rule and they have intelligence to read Shastras and protect the religion in a bona fide way. Nowadays some people are fanatic only. Fanatism, they fight with each other and everything. But a real culture is when you practice also and simultaneously you serve also as a politician, as a king or anyhow. So this Chola king came, his name was Dharmavarma, and he was so happy to see Ranganath Swami. And he narrated his own story. He said, you know, when Ranganath Swami was in Ayodhya, I used to go and take darshan there. And I used to take darshan there and I used to always pray, when Ranganath Swami will come to at our kingdom and we will have gorgeous worship of him. So somebody actually told him, what you do, you go back and near River Kaveri, you have a kingdom, you go back and you do perform tapasya there. So Dharmavarma was actually performing tapasya for a lot of years near River Kaveri. And this is the reason why Lord told that I will stay here only. Ranganath Swami told, I will stay here only. And then Vibhishan said, my Lord, but how you will reciprocate with me? You are getting installed in Srirangam, that how you will reciprocate with me? So Lord said, don't worry, my face will be towards Sri Lanka. I will be giving darshan from here only. My Ashirvad will be from here only. And some people say that Vibhishanji comes every 12 years. And he comes and performs worship of Ranganath Swami every 12 years. He comes. It's invisible. You need to have a divine eyes to see Vibhishanji coming there and performing tapasya. Like in Jagannath Puri, they say that every night all the devatas come and they perform gorgeous worship. So similarly, Vibhishanji also comes every 12 years and performs gorgeous worship of Ranganath Swami. And he is getting his blessings from here only, near River Kaveri. So this Chola king Dharma Varma, he built a beautiful temple there, beautiful compounds and everything. They made a very nice, but due to some interventions and some attacks because of Mughals and everyone, somehow the whole culture of Ranganath Swami was gone down. Then again it came back to Sri Vaishnavas, they started worshipping. So in this way, I told this story just seeing this line of that how Brahma is also empowered and as powerful as Lord Vishnu. Because Ranganath Swami came to Lord Brahma and Lord reciprocated, and this deity came to Lord Brahma. And he was the first person this knowledge was given. So next verse, it is explained that how Lord Brahma sent a beautiful Apsara to this Agnidhara, Purvachitti, and as the time passed, they spent time together. Prabhupada says, it is said that yogis always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within their hearts. Dhyana vasthita tadgatena manasa pasyantiyam yogina. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, that how all the yogis are meditating on the Supreme Lord. Like I was giving recently one lecture about the meaning of name Ram. What is the meaning of name Ram? So Ram is mentioned as ocean of pleasure. The person whose name, very name, gives a lot of pleasure in the heart, the person chants with sincerity. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, there is a verse in Madhya Leela, which is quoted from Padma Puran. Ramante yoginavananta satyananda chidatmane iti rama padenyasa param brahma abhidhiyate. That all those people who are great yogis, they meditate in their heart on the activities of Lord Ram and on the word Ram. So that's how greatest of the all yogis, here also Prabhupada is saying, the greatest of the all yogis are meditating on the leelas of the Lord. So someone was sharing one data that how the time span focusing on some subject matter, the time span is decreasing. Like they make shorts and reels on Instagram and YouTube. Why? Because who has the time to see the entire video? They just scroll down and see some shorts and everything. So they were sharing that a shellfish has a time span of 12 seconds. She can focus on some object for 12 seconds. Can you imagine? Humans have gone down below shellfish. We have 8 seconds now. And so it is going down. But however, focusing power on something is reducing very drastically because of the culture of social media now. So what to speak of focusing for 12 seconds or few minutes? These yogis who are meditating on the word Ram and the activities of Ram for thousands of years, with eyes closed, they are meditating on the activities of Ram. Ramante yogino ananta. Ananta means for long time, unlimited time, they are meditating on the activities of Raman. They are doing Raman. Sitting at one place, they are doing Raman. This reminds of that Narsingananda Brahmachari, that how he was just sitting at one place and he was meditating how Lord Chaitanya is going from this place to, and he was making roads and everything he was making just in meditation. So such power of meditation is there. And that's why dhyana avasthita tad gatena manasa pashyanti yam yogina. All these yogis, they do raman, they walk around, not just by their feet and legs, but in their mind, in their manas parikrama. Radhanath Maharaj, as Gaurangpur shares, that how in New Vrindavan, every day before taking any meals, he used to do manasik parikrama of Vrindavan. Every day he used to remember this place and that place. It happens to us also when we have a recent visit. Like if you have recently visited Sridham Vrindavan, you came from Vrindavan? No, Haridwar. Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rishikesh. So some memories are there. Like if you recently taken some yatra and you come back, so that vibrations and some potency of the dham you take. But again, when you get back into daily activities, you have to keep maintaining that. So that's how these yogis do. And this requires a happy effort. Sometimes efforts, when you put, it gives trouble to you because there is an effort, there is a struggle in that. But this is a happy effort, that every day if we just meditate for a few minutes, whatever best activities we have in Krishna consciousness, whatever best experiences we have in Krishna consciousness, those few moments spent on like nourishing ourselves with those activities which have been done earlier in Krishna consciousness will actually carry forward us. It will make us have more happy like memories in the future. But if we keep on thinking what happened bad or why this is happening now, why this is happening to me, then the whole future also get disturbed. And as they say, mind is the cause of every problem. So if in this way mind is focused on those activities which have been done previously, and sometimes mind has a nature that it focuses on negative first. But that's why this is a happy effort, that if we put some effort to remember those aspects which we have done earlier or been part of, like some people remember those days when Radhanath Swami Maharaj used to perform ecstatic kirtans and ecstatic katha. Soon we will be having in Jagannath Puri. But those times when Maharaj used to spend so much time. So if we keep remembering them also, or if we keep nourishing ourselves from those things also which have been done earlier in our life, and being fortunate in that moment also, being grateful for being in that moment, then the future also gets very nice. But if we complain on the present time, if we complain whatever has happened bad, then there is no limit. We'll keep ending our, disturbing our future also. So it depends on our small happy efforts, that how we put and meditate on those aspects which have been gone but were in good. So in this way, these yogis, they meditate for a long time. We also practice every day, 2 hours. And slowly, slowly, those who practice nicely, they can chant more rounds also very nicely. But yogis, they meditate for long, long years, not just hours. Ananta. Okay, if you have some questions or comments, we can take. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय